from KQED.
In recent weeks, L.A. County supervisors have been wrestling with how to make sure their new Sheriff's Department watchdog gets the access he needs to provide effective oversight. The agency's top brass has been accused of allowing and even fostering a culture of violence among deputies in the county's main jail. L.A. has the largest jail system in the nation, with nearly 20,000 inmates, and realignment is steering more inmates their way. Will a new watchdog help? We asked Frank Stoltz, who covers crime and politics for KPCC in Los Angeles.
Let's start with what happened in January. Things were so bad that Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca, who had been in office for 15 years, abruptly resigned. And this amid multiple federal investigations into the sheriff's department. And just recently, we had two deputies, two sergeants, and two lieutenants convicted of conspiracy to obstruct justice. They were hiding an FBI informant from the FBI. The FBI had planted this informant inside the jails to root out and to tell them about jail beatings. There are other FBI investigations going on, one up in the Antelope Valley, where deputies are accused of racist policing. And then there's been this dramatic increase in jail suicides.
This watchdog is just the latest in a dog pile of watchdogs that have been working over many years at this point. How many oversight commissions do we need, or is this new setup different?
Right. We've had the Office of Independent Review. We've had the special counsel to the Board of Supervisors who watchdog the agency. I think there's a sense that there's more heat on the sheriff's department to change, given the federal investigations, given the extensive reporting on the jail violence in the media. There was a citizens panel that looked into the jail violence specifically and issued a scathing report last year. The new inspector general might have sort of more public support behind him, but then also just the sense that, it's an official inspector general office solely with the responsibility for watching the sheriff's department.
And possibly more legal power to lay a heavy hand if bad behavior is spotted?
Well, you're hitting on a great point, Rachel. You know, throughout California, county sheriffs have a tremendous amount of power. They're independently elected. No one has authority over them. The Board of Supervisors has some authority in the sense that they allocate the budget. But unlike police chiefs who are hired by mayors, sheriffs, their only accountability is to the public, to the voters, every 4 years. And so one of the challenges in getting change at the LA County Sheriff's Department, and I would imagine at any sheriff's department in California, is that, you know, if crime is down generally, you know, and there aren't any high-profile videotaped beatings like Rodney King, and, you know, certainly in the sheriff's case here, you know, many of these beatings have occurred behind bars in jails where nobody can see them, and gee, they're accused criminals anyway, so people are not inclined to demand change at their sheriff's department.
Sheriffs are elected, and now that Sheriff Lee Baca has stepped down of his own accord, there are two men running to replace him, including one of the guys considered to be, by many people, heavily involved in some of the scandals the department is facing, Paul Tanaka, then undersheriff. What are his chances of possibly winning this November?
A lot of people are saying next to nil. It's highly likely that it's Long Beach Police Chief Jim McDonald's race to lose. He is former number two at the LAPD, very well thought of in the law enforcement community in Los Angeles, very well known, backed by the entire Board of Supervisors and the district attorney. So I think that a lot of people are pinning their hopes on Jim McDonald, but there are a lot of folks in the community who are pinning their hopes on the federal government and the FBI and the Department of Justice, because they see that as the only hammer that will force change at the LA County Sheriff's Department.
Frank Stoltz, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel.
Frank Stoltz covers crime and politics for KPCC in Los Angeles.